I think Christopher Wiley is the person that should be of most interest to the police. He is, with respect to any Trinidad and Tobago laws that have been broken. And that's all I'll say on that, because I agree with Louis. Talking about that is a waste of time. The more important question, I think, like yes. I said, Christopher Wiley is the only person I've seen who seems to have broken any law so far. He should be interviewed by the police.
But he may have been, depending on who you listen to, facilitated or not by state entities.
Again, Christopher Wiley has pretty much admitted to breaching the laws of Trinidad and Tobago. So he's the most significant person of interest. I think the bigger issue is not Cambridge Analytica, but that meeting that the UNC allegedly had, where they were giving people certain tasks to go to state agencies to get information on citizens of Trinidad and Tobago to use their data. What business does a political party have doing that? I think that the UNC has, those are the more important questions that I think the UNC has to answer.